Joint Ways and Means Committee, August 4th, 2005. Hopefully our last day in the building to order. First time on our work session agenda is Senate Bill 5503. Our staff will be here very, very shortly to lead us through this intricate document that's critical to the health, safety, and welfare of our great state. So please wait with bated breath.
It may not be the last day.
No, that will be the last day.
If we wait.
Representative Vavakian, please go ahead.
Mr. Co-Chair, Senate Bill 5503 establishes limits for bond issuance in the 05-07 biennium for four different types of actions. Other bond authorizations were already addressed in Senate Bill 5632. This bill is necessary to carry out final budget plan agreements. As amended, this bill authorizes general fund and dedicated fund obligations for the Department of Higher Education, lottery revenue bonds, and certificates of participation. I move that Senate Bill 5503 be amended and reported out to pass as amended.
Very good. Questions? Discussion? Objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Next item, Senate Bill 5532, lottery bonds. Senator Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5532 adjusts the lottery bonding authority for the Economic and Community Development Department to reflect the budget agreement on industrial lands bonding. The bill authorized the Department of Higher Ed to issue lottery bonds for deferred maintenance projects and establishes a Department of Higher Education deferred maintenance project. Fund. All monies in the fund are continuously appropriated to the Department of Higher Ed for deferred maintenance projects. This bill also makes technical adjustments to correct the dates of issuance for the previously authorized Washington County Commuter Rail Project. The agency's budget contained the lottery fund's expenditure limitation for debt service and none limited other funds for bond proceeds. The lottery fund's allocation bill contains the allocation for these bonds. The subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5532 be amended and reported out due pass with the dash two amendments.
Nice job, Senator. Discussion? Questions? Concerns? Senator Morris.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since this is the last bonding action that we'll be taking, I wonder if staff could bring us up to date in terms of existing debt, new debt, and the percent of capacity as per our Constitution that we now have used by these actions.
Why don't we have them bring that to our next, we'll meet again here.
Well, we are meeting again. Okay.
Yeah, we'll have another meeting.
But just for information, I think that's a good piece of information to know.
We'll bring that forward. Senator Devlin.
On that subject, there is a debt management group that actually puts out a very good guide, not used a lot, actually,
the amendment
about all of the vendors, the state and the current status of those.
Senator Carter.
I was going to ask the question, but you told me not to.
Senator Wisnett, or excuse me, Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, could you or the LFO explain the effect of the paragraph effective committee amendment that we're reducing the lottery from $242.27 to $227.27? Is that supposed to be million or?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, in the bill itself, the million is referenced. The only thing that's being adjusted here is the number.
So it is, follow up, Mr. Chair, please. So it is $1 million we're talking about here.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, that's the cap on the bonding authority for the Economic and Community Development Department.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Schrader. Rocco or Larry, can you get me information on Section 6, the South Metro Commuter Rail Project? Not right now, but can you just send that to me?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Further discussion? Objections? Seeing none, so ordered. We're adjourned. For recess, probably, more.
Fifth together, we have several bills, so we're going to get going. Open a work session on House Bill 5023, Emergency Fund.
No speeches.
No speeches.
House Bill 5023 is Emergency Fund Bill that implements the remaining pieces of the state budget for the 0507 biennium. The bill includes the following components. Appropriates $30 million to the Emergency Board for general purposes, $130 million to cover the cost of negotiated state employee compensation package, $10 million for negotiated increases in home care workers' compensation, $800,000 for funding the school district local option equalization grants. It makes various technical adjustments to agency budgets previously passed by the legislature and to implement budgetary changes from other legislation. It provides 6 months of operating budget for the Board of Investigators and the State Fair for the transition period before they move to their new agencies. Also provides additional appropriations as part of the negotiated final budget plan as follows. $750,000 to the Oregon Youth Authority for youth gang intervention services in East Multnomah County. $400,000 to the Department of Administration Services for operation of the Oregon Progress Board. $400,000 to the Oregon Student Assistance Commission for opportunity grants. $400,000 to the Department of Education for local option equalization grants. $300,000 to the Department of Human Services to restore a reduction in the workforce alcohol and drug prevention contract. $299,000 to the Department of Human Services to restore a reduction in domestic violence and sexual assault services. $250,000 to the Department of Human Services to partially restore a cut in abstinence education funding. $224,000 to the Department of Fish and Wildlife for restoration of Diamond Lake fisheries. $224,000 to the Oregon Law Commission for a comprehensive review of the state's ethic laws. $200,000 to the Legislative Assembly for our contract information technology services. $100,000 to the City of Hillsboro for cultural, economic, and community development. $50,000 to Malheur Vector Control District for eradication of black flies. Our Subcommittee on Capital Construction and Bonding recommends House Bill 5023 be amended and reported out due pass as amended. House Bill 5023. Representative Scott recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass with dash two amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objections, so ordered. House Bill 5177. House Bill 5177. Completes the absolutely final pieces of the 2005-07 state budget. The bill provides $100,000 general fund to the Department of Administrative Services to distribute as a one-time special payment to the Gresham Arts Center for capital construction. The bill also provides $75,000 general fund to the Department of Human Services for a pilot program with Marion County for coordination of state, county, not-for-profit, private sector efforts addressing the consequences of the use, sale, and manufacture of methamphetamines in Oregon. Finally, the bill reduces the general fund provided in 5023 Department of Human Services programs by $100,000, leaving a total of $150,000. I move the adoption of dash one amendments to House Bill 5177 and move that the bill be reported out due pass as amended. Representative Scott recommends the bill be reported out to the House to do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 5510, Department of Education State School Fund, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5510, as amended, carries out legislative leadership's budget plan for the 2005-07 State School Fund. The bill provides a $5.24 billion base amount of state support. The primary funding source is $4.83 billion in general fund resources. The balance is made up of $405 million in lottery funds and a small amount, $950,000, of state timber taxes. The Dash 3 amendment also provides for up to $23 million in additional general fund resources should the June 2006 forecast for 05-07 general fund revenues exceed the 2005 end-of-session estimate for 05-07 general fund revenues. With this additional amount, the state school fund will total as much as $5.263 billion for 05-07. When combined with local formula revenues, the bill provides $7.85 billion for K-12 education in 05-07, about an 8% increase over 03-05. Your Subcommittee on Capital Construction and Bonding recommends Senate Bill 5510 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the Dash 3 amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objections, so ordered.
It's crazy to you. You don't get any discussion.
Yeah, we're on a movement. Senate Bill 5520, Lottery Allocation. Senator Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5520 allocates lottery funds to state agencies for program, operations, and debt service and lottery-backed bonds. The allocations are based on spending levels approved in budget bills and in bond-related policy bills. The budget bills included the necessary lottery funds expenditure limitation. The bill allocates $718,297 to the Economic and Community Development Department for debt service related to the North Bend Airport District. The department will return to the Emergency Board for expenditure limitation once documentation has been certified by the director that the district has sufficient funding to complete the project. The bill allocates $1,893,517 to the Department of Transportation for debt service on the Connect Oregon plan. The department will return to the Emergency Board for expenditure limitation once the department has established a process and administrative rules for implementing the provisions of Senate Bill 71. The bill adds $600,000 lottery funds for Department Administrative Services to the Oregon Association Nurseries for our Agricultural Transportation Entity and $150,000 for the Economic Community Development Department for Oregon Science and Technology Partnership. There are two budget notes. One provides that the Senate Budget Chair will convene an interim work group to identify the responsibility and funding sources for areas of shared state and county services. The other requires a performance-based contract between the Department of Administrative Services and the Association of Oregon Nurseries for the Agricultural Transportation Entity with oversight and reporting to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee. Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5520 be amended and report out due pass with the Dash 3 amendments.
Senator Schrader recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the Dash 3 amendments. Discussion? Senator Wisman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, our Co-Chair Schrader, on page 3, you say the school fund gets $395.6 million lottery funds, but in the previous bill we said it's getting $295 million. How do we reconcile?
405.
Staff will come up and help us with that, I think.
405.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm not sure
on page 1 of 1 of SB 5510A, we say the lottery funds is $409 million.
Mr. Chair and Representative Wisnick, you are comparing two different sources of money. The lottery allocation bill allocates the sum of $395,000 571.028, as shown in the bill, the $405 million that you are referencing includes interest earnings on the Education Stability Fund and some additional resources from the trigger in 03-05 for which limitation was not provided. So the $405 million is expenditure limitation. What's in the lottery allocation bill is the allocation of new lottery funds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Additional discussion? Objections?
Oh, what's this Connect Oregon thing?
Objections?
It's a 208 at night for that.
Without objection. 5532A, Lottery Funds, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5532 relates to lottery bonding authority. The bill had an error in the date. The Dash A3 amendments correct the error. I recommend that Senate Bill 5532 be amended and reported out do pass with the A3 amendments.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the A3 amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 1101 relating to state financial administration. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 1101 implements the statutory changes necessary to support the legislatively approved budget, clarifies the application of budget allotment and performance measurement statutes, and modifies provisions relating to fees, collection of disciplinary costs, and use of funds. The bill implements transfers totaling $3.4 million to the general fund from the Jobs Plus Unemployment Wage Fund, interest earnings from the Oregon Jobs Individual Education Account, and a closed Boundary Commission account. Further, the bill transfers $7.5 million from the Tobacco Use Reduction Account, $0.8 million from the Law Enforcement Medical Liability Account, and $2.6 million from the Oregon Jobs Individual Education Account. These transfers are part of the total funding approved for the Department of Human Services. Other fund transfers include $2.5 million from the Problem Gambling Treatment Fund to be distributed through the Administrative Services Economic Development Fund, $150,000 from the School Technology Account for the Frontier Learning Network, and an estimated $861,000 from the net receipts from video lottery games to counties for the Economic Revitalization Team. The bill repeals a sunset provision and authorizes the Department of Transportation to continue to count federal expenditures towards achieving required funding target for modernization programs, but prohibits ODOT from continuing to charge $50 for access management permits. Additional provisions include authorizing the Board of Accountancy to assess discipline costs, transferring the responsibility to develop performance measurement guidelines to the Department of Administrative Services rather than the Oregon Progress Board, and clarifying that all executive branch agencies, including separately elected officials, are subject to statutes concerning the preparation of the governor's budget and allotment process. The Subcommittee on Capital Construction and Bonding recommends Senate Bill 1101 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the Dash 2 amendments. Discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Sorry. Senator Morris.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. In light of the transfers of Job Plus accounts, can you give us an update on the status of the Job Plus program?
Sure.
Not the Jobs Plus program within the Employment Department for unemployment insurance claimants was closed on June 30. On June 30, the account that they have in Section 1, they were transferring $2 million to the general fund. They will have sufficient resources to pay off the participants that were already in the program as of June 30. There haven't been any new There is a pending bill before the House that would create additional diversions. The status of that is yet to be determined.
Additional discussion? Questions? I mean, excuse me. Objections? Let the record show Senator Morris objects. Carried. Senate Bill 1102 relating to the reserve fund. Senator Schrader.
Assuming we have any money left by the end of this evening, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 1102 establishes a legislative task force to develop recommendations regarding the establishment, funding, and operation of reserve fund. Task force consists of six legislative members, three appointed by the President, three appointed by the Speaker. At least two appointees from each chamber need previous Ways and Means experience and must include the co-chairs of the committee from the 73rd Legislative Assembly. The intent of the bill is for the task force to consider issues regarding the establishment of a general purpose reserve fund and make recommendations to the next assembly on creating such a reserve fund. It is further intended that a portion of the 2005-07 biennium ending balance will be transferred to the reserve fund if established. Capital Construction and Bonding Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 1102 be reported out to pass. Discussion? Objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 2B relating to seismic safety. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 2 directs the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries to develop statewide seismic needs assessments of public school buildings, fire stations, police stations, and hospitals. The bill will provide $500,000 of general fund for the department to begin this work. Dogami was directed by the Senate Budget Committee to work with the Seismic Rehabilitation Grant Committee, created in Senate Bill 3, to identify which groups of buildings should be assessed first. Once this policy choice is made, Dogami is to begin conducting assessments on the designated buildings. Due to the limited amount of funding being provided compared to the department's initial estimate of $1.3 million to complete all the assessment work, the department is directed to use existing resources to the greatest extent possible to supplement the $500,000 general fund being made available to begin the statewide assessment. The department was also directed to use temporary employees and/or professional service contracts to conduct the actual assessment work to the greatest extent possible. Dogami will report to the Emergency Board with a work plan and an estimate of the additional funding necessary to complete the needs assessment. I recommend Senate Bill 2 be reported out, do pass.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out, do pass. Discussion? Objections? Not objections, so ordered. Senate Bill 3A, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 3A requires the Director of the Office of Emergency Management to develop and administer a grant program for seismic rehabilitation of critical public buildings. A grant committee appointed by the Director will review grant applications and determine funding based on a scoring system related to the statewide needs assessment conducted by the State Department of Geology and Mineral Industries as directed by Senate Bill 2. Grant funding would come from the issuance of bonds under Articles 11M and 11N of the Oregon Constitution. The cost for the Office of Emergency Management to develop a grant program is not known at this time because program details will rely in part on Dogami's findings from the statewide needs assessment. The assessment is to be completed by July of 2007. The Office of Emergency Management can request funding from the Emergency Board if needed to begin designing the grant program based on Dogami's progress. Further, the bonding level that might be authorized to fund the grant program cannot be estimated until rehabilitation needs are determined and priorities are established. No bond authority will be available in 0507. I recommend Senate Bill 3A be reported out, do pass.
Thank you. Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out, do pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 4B, relating to general obligation bonds. Representative Morgan.
Senate Bill 4 allows the state treasurer, with concurrence of the DAS director, to issue Article 11M education seismic bonds for seismic rehabilitation of public education buildings subject to specified limits and refunds. It also allows the state treasurer to transfer bond net proceeds to the Office of Emergency Management for deposit in the Education Seismic Fund to be distributed for seismic projects. Creates a bond fund in the state treasury to hold monies that will be used to pay debt service on the outstanding bonds, and creates a bond administration fund to hold the monies used to pay costs related to the issuance and ongoing administration of the bonds. Authorizes the state treasurer to structure bond sales consistent with other state bond programs, and provides that the bonds are general obligation bonds of the state of Oregon as provided in the Oregon Constitution. Requires the Department of Administrative Services to submit a budget request for debt service to be paid in each biennium that bonds are outstanding. The bill does not authorize issuance of any Article 11M bonds in 05-07. This will be a decision for the 07 legislature to make once it has seismic needs assessment information from DOGAMI and the grant program has been developed by OEM. I recommend Senate Bill 4 be reported out, do pass.
Thank you. Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out, do pass. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 5B, the one we've been waiting for. Representative Morgan.
Senate Bill 5 allows the state treasurer, with concurrence of the DAS director, to issue Article 11N emergency services seismic bonds for seismic rehabilitation of emergency services buildings subject to specific limits and refunds. It has the same components and provisions as Senate Bill 4 to allow the treasurer, DAS, and the Office of Emergency Management to manage all aspects of this new general bond obligation program. This bill does not authorize issuance of any Article 11N bonds in 05-07. This will be a decision for the 07 legislature to make once it has seismic needs assessment information from DOGAMI and the grant program has been developed by OEM. I recommend Senate Bill 5 be reported out, do pass.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out, do pass. Discussion? Objection? Objections to order. Close the work session.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Devlin. Did I go too fast?
Mr. Chairman, I ask permission to be reported as an aye vote on four bills. House Bill 5023, House Bill 5177, Senate Bill 5510, and Senate Bill 5520.
Senator Devlin asked to be a vote on 5023, 5177, 5510, and 5520. Any objections? Seeing none.
Aye on all four.
Aye on all four.
Mr. Chairman, Representative
Wabakian.
Mr. Chair, and with no objection, if you would, I'd like to record my votes on the first six bills.
March.
Representative March. Do you have a similar request?
That's right.
Okay. Similar?
Similar.
Okay. Without objection.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
When you get to the point where you can take a comment, I do have one.
Okay.
I'd like to go first, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
That's all.
Go ahead.
I'll do respect.
Should record the vote.
Is it okay if I put the votes on?
Oh, sorry.
We were going to do it for you.
Yeah, I figured so much. You've been trying to do that for 7 months, but 5023, yes. 5177, yes. 5510, no. 5520, yes. 5532, yes. 1101, yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Hansen.
I would be yes on all.
But the record show. Okay. Curtis.
Yeah. I would like to express my thanks to the members of this committee. We've labored through some very difficult and adverse circumstances. It is the nature of this process. You cannot control how things play out over the nature of the session. And I think we started out on a really great note. I think through at least two-thirds of the session, all of you labor together, House and Senate, Democrats, Republicans, and exemplified the best things that Ways and Means is all about. At the end of session, we had a great opportunity to come back together again. I think hopefully that's a great note, great way to end a session that every one of you have worked extremely hard in. As a co-chair, I'm very proud of all the work you've done, whether it was as part of the Joint Committee or, frankly, as part of your House budget or your House or your Senate Budget Committee meetings. You guys labored extraordinarily. And I know, despite the fact that we weren't necessarily together all the time, you still were working together, and that's a good thing. There are a lot of great meetings going on. I think that speaks well of how you try and make things happen in this building. And this committee is where it really all does happen. It sounds a little presumptuous, perhaps, but you're the committee that makes this building work. You're the reason we're going home here tonight. I think this is a great thing. I really appreciate it. There's only one other group that works harder than you, and that's the people out here in the Legislative Fiscal Office, and I'd include Joan Robinson from LC actually in that group, because she writes all or many of the bills, most of the bills that we end up dealing with here. So I just want to thank them for their cats running six meetings a day here for the last few days. I mean, how many committee administrators and committee people do that? And these guys are writing amendments after amendments. We're changing bills here tonight at the last minute. It's not that unusual. I wouldn't say they enjoy doing that, but they are willing to do that, and that speaks highly. We actually have some gifts for them, but they're kind of heavy, and we didn't want to give it to them until we're all done here in case they want to throw something at us. We'll give them to them later. But I'd like them to at least stand, if you don't mind, everyone from the Legislative Fiscal Office, including...
Oh, you're mean.
And lead up first. Let us recognize them by a round of applause. Please.
You guys stand up. We need to send them back to Detroit.
I'm still changing votes.
Senator Gordley.
Thank you very much. I just want to offer an observation, and it is about our process and how it unfolds. I'm not the longest serving member of the legislature, but I have been around for... since 1991. And what continues to concern me about this particular time in our process is how rushed it is and how we find ourselves voting and making decisions that are not... well thought out. And so I'm concerned about how we rush a process, what that does to our staff. We are sitting here with paper that we haven't read. We have an audience of citizens who apparently don't have the paper that we have, and so they are leaning forward, listening, trying to glean what they can about where we are with the process. So again, what I'm offering is an observation and a constructive criticism. I offer it every session for whatever it's worth. At some point, I hope we improve the way we do this process, because the way we rush it is unhealthy. We make mistakes. We do things that will have unintended consequences. We will find out later. And again, I offer the constructive criticisms for the good of the order. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments? I, like my fellow co-chair, want to express my appreciation and gratitude for the work that everyone has done this session to my vice chair, and I'm sure Senator Schrader feels the same, to Senator Carter as vice chair. They put in a great deal of time equal to or greater than than any of us on this committee. And, all of you, in my opinion, did an excellent job, and I learned a ton of stuff. And on behalf of, or at the expense of all of you, and I was very appreciative. I talked to the staff earlier today and told them how appreciative I was of all the work they have done and continue to do for us. As little as about 2 hours ago, I hit them with a needed change, and they, without hesitation, went to work and completed that. And I think this is just a great group of people that do a super job for us and the entire state of Oregon. So I'm very appreciative to the hard work and the efforts that you do put in. And unfortunately, there's so many people that don't realize all the work that your group puts in. So my hat's off to you, and I applaud you, as do my fellow members up here. So it's been a great session, I think, and it's been very enjoyable working with you all. I look forward to that in the future. So with that, we are adjourned.